Driving through the Midwest can feel like passing through a sea of corn and soybean fields. That's because those two crops make up about 40% of what's grown here. But now, low grain prices and increasing pressure to clean up waterways may push some Midwestern farmers to consider other options. As Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports, the changes are likely to come slowly, and plenty of obstacles remain.
Before farmers plant anything, they need to know they can sell it. Right now, things are set up to make selling corn and soybeans relatively easy. That makes it risky and challenging for commercial-scale farmers to change what hundreds of acres will grow, even when they think it might be good for their land.
We're in Taylor County in southwest Iowa, 2 hours southwest of Des Moines.
Here in Taylor County, steep hills of dark soil are lined with the beige stalks of last season's corn. But even in late winter, some fields offer a hint of plant life.
I'm known as that green farm out east in Newmarket.
Kelly Tobin and I are looking out at a field not of corn, but of rye. Tiny shoots are just barely tinting the near-frozen ground with specks of green.
I've always been an innovator, and I always like to do things and try. So we always experiment every year on something different. And so this is a project that I wanted to build up the organic matter.
Tobin says cover crops like this will do that. They grow opposite the corn and beans and put down roots that keep soil and nutrients on the fields. Tobin illustrates the challenge for a modern farmer. He could plant alfalfa on some of his fields to help nurture the soil.
How can you sell the alfalfa? I think where there's a will, there's a way, and we'll figure out something.
Years ago, Tobin raised cattle that ate the alfalfa hay. The rolling hills here once housed many more cattle and grew fewer acres of crops. Some researchers think integrated systems with varied crops and livestock could benefit the land. Iowa State University agronomist Matt Liebman's data show that adding alfalfa into a corn-soybean rotation can actually increase future corn yields. Without livestock, farmers just have to be more creative to make the economics work.
Sometimes you see farms that don't have livestock but are growing hay work with neighboring farms that are feeding livestock, and the manure can come back to the crop farm.
The prices for corn and soybeans have dropped in recent years. That means now might be the time to take a look at growing crops that can help soil or protect water.
I'm proud to introduce you to Dr. Matt Liebman, the most interesting man in the world.
Liebman presented his research at a recent day-long meeting sponsored by the local Soil and Water Conservation District. Ronald Taylor attended. He still keeps about 50 cows and grows alfalfa, in addition to corn and soybeans. But he may do more.
It's a little more ideal time to try something new on some of that high productive ground.
Despite the challenges, growing alfalfa every few years or putting down a cover crop doesn't force farmers too far out of their existing systems. That adds to the appeal and the likelihood that farmers will give it a go.
Sometimes that's the frustration about our system here, is that all new things seem to have to fit into the current paradigm.
Iowa State University agronomist Mary Wiedenheft is thinking bigger.
Why can't we change that paradigm?
She knows it's a tall order. U.S. farmers do raise more than 24 different field crops, many of which feed people as opposed to livestock or cars. Most are small players in the Midwest. Add up all of the acres of canola, sorghum, and wheat, and you'll still have less than half of all corn acres. Wiedenheft says there's plenty of room among the rows and rows of corn and beans in Iowa, for instance, to grow other crops, too.
I'm not interested in completely replacing 11 million acres of corn or 11 million acres of soybeans. I'm interested in a patchwork and diversity on the landscape. I don't want another monoculture.
Some summer day, driving through farmland could be a little less monotonous. Change takes time, but with that, sunflower might brighten up the leafy green quilt of Corn Belt farmland with contrasting blocks of bright yellow petals. In Taylor County, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.